The Department of Transportation is cracking down on airlines that refuse to give customers refunds for canceled flights. Six airlines are facing millions of dollars in fines, and they're being ordered to pay $600 million in refunds. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, only one of the airlines is a U.S. carrier, raising the ire of some consumer advocates.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says five foreign-based carriers and Denver-based Frontier have been ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of customers the refunds that they're owed for canceled flights.
The bottom line is that as people get ready to fly this holiday season, I want passengers to know that the U.S. DOT has their back.
Buttigieg says when a flight gets canceled for any reason, federal rules require the airline to give would-be travelers refunds. But many airlines only offer travel credits or vouchers, some of which expire quickly.
Our overall objective is to make sure passengers get their money back. And so, we know that these enforcement actions have contributed to that happening in the case of these six airlines and the hundreds of millions of dollars going back to passengers.
Airlines' refusal to give passengers refunds for flights they canceled became a huge source of consumer complaints, especially during the early days of the pandemic when almost no one was flying. Airlines are also required to give refunds when they significantly change flight times by several hours or add on layovers. That's been happening more this year when several airlines had operational meltdowns, forcing them to cancel and change tens of thousands of flights.
It's really unprecedented. We've never seen anything like it.
Bill McGee is an aviation consumer advocate with the American Economic Liberties Project, and he isn't too enthused by the DOT's enforcement action.
Today's announcement, I'm sorry to say, while it's good news and it seems to be moving in the right direction, it's really too little and too late.
McGee says while Frontier is the only U.S. airline being penalized, consumers have complained about being denied refunds by just about every airline, most notably United, as well as American and Delta.
The fact is, the biggest offenders here don't seem to be addressed.
Buttigieg says other airlines are still under investigation for denying refunds, but none of them are U.S. airlines. He suggests that just knowing the DOT was considering stiff fines got several airlines to pay up. David Shaper, NPR News.